From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. Alaska State Senator Mike Dunleavy says he will resign his seat to focus on running for governor this year. Dunleavy, a Republican, says the best way for him to advocate for his constituents' values is to devote his full time and attention to ensuring that a new governor is elected. A Dunleavy campaign spokeswoman says the resignation will be effective January 15th. Dunleavy was elected to the Senate in 2012. He left the Republican-led Senate majority last year over concerns that more had not been cut from the budget. Dunleavy's departure means the House and Senate both will have to fill vacancies. Democratic State Representative Dean Westlake resigned last month amid accusations of inappropriate behavior. The Juneau Police Department responded to two separate incidents involving stabbings at private residences late this past week. In the first incident, a 44-year-old man was stabbed multiple times Thursday night after getting into an argument with a man who refused to leave his home on the 300 block of 4th Street downtown. Police later located and arrested Lucas Schneider, who is being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Facility without bail for assault. The victim was treated for his wounds at Bartlett Regional Hospital and released. In the second incident, police received a call Friday night about a stabbing on the 3400 block of Foster Avenue in West Juneau. A 37-year-old man sustained multiple stab wounds to his arms, head, back, and abdomen. According to a release, it appeared an argument between the victim and a neighbor resulted in a physical fight between the neighbor's boyfriend and the victim. Police also recovered weapons that were reportedly involved in the incident. The victim was treated at Bartlett for injuries that were not life-threatening. Sergeant Ben Beck said the case is still being investigated and no arrests have been made, although they are aware of all the parties involved.
We have to look into it further before we can make a decision on arrest or not.
Beck said the two stabbing incidents were not related. A recent report says Alaska has 20 officially recognized native languages, and each of them has seen a decline in number of speakers over the last few decades. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports a study by the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council states that if current rates of decline were to continue as they have since the 1970s, all Alaska Native languages may lose their last fluent speakers by the end of the 21st century. The report says two of the state's officially recognized languages are considered extinct or dormant with no fluent speakers. The Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council was created by the legislature in 2012 to oversee research into how to best promote the continued survival of its indigenous languages. And looking at weather for today, sunny with a high near 31, tonight increasing clouds with a low around 16 degrees. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.